Hello, it's Mickey.
Good evening, I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about important issues facing your community and the nation, and I'd like to get your opinions. First of all, are you at least 18 years old and registered to vote in Texas?
I'm a resident of Texas, yes. I hear you.
Do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or an Independent?
A Democrat. How long is this questionnaire? Just curious.
The survey takes about 5 or 8 minutes long, depending on their answer. But I will go through the survey as quick as I can. Can you please help us out?
And who do you represent?
Opinion Research. We are an independent private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any political campaigns. I assure that this interview is being conducted for research purposes only, and we hope that you will take advantage of this opportunity to express your opinions. It's about the upcoming elections and important issues facing your community. So you say you are a Democrat, correct? You consider yourself as a Democrat. And in these November elections, which way are you more likely to vote? For Kamala Harris as president, Colin Aldred running against Ted Cruz for Texas senator, and all Democrats running for
other I'll be voting for Harris.
Okay, but in this case, for Kamala Harris as president, or for a mix of Democrats and some other Republican candidates, if they are better?
I don't pay that close attention. I mean, I do and I don't. I mean, I think she's the only viable candidate right now that might actually defeat Trump, so I'm not sure. I think she's
But are you more likely to vote for Kamala Harris as president, Colin Aldred running against Ted Cruz for Texas senator, and all Democrats running for other offices here in Texas, or for a mix of Democrats and some other Republican candidates if they are better?
I would prefer to do all the Democrat because this is a currently Republican run.
Okay.
So.
And which of the following 7 reasons the biggest motivators for you to cast your vote in the 2024 elections and vote for Democratic candidates? I have 7 issues. I know all are important, but the most important to address gun violence.
The one most important?
Yes, you need to pick just one. The first one is to address gun violence and mass shooting with common sense gun laws, raise age to 21 for assault weapons and restrict guns if have mental illness history. The second one, to stop Donald Trump and his MAGA followers. The next one, to stop Texas extreme abortion bans. The next one, to fix the electric grid to make it more reliable. The next one, to support public schools by stopping the diversion of taxpayer money for private school vouchers, or to make auto and homeowner insurance more affordable, or the last one, to stop Texas, show me your papers law, allowing local police to stop any vehicle or person they consider suspicious and immediately deport them out of the country if that person does not have proof of citizenship on them. Which is the most important?
Those
7.
I mean, they're all mostly important. I don't know.
I can repeat very.
I mean, it's hard to see. If you just want a clear answer, I don't know. I mean, do you say property taxes or taxes? Which one did you say?
Let me see. To make auto and homeowners insurance more affordable, or to support
Yes. To be honest, I don't know how bad support is for public schools as far as their funding and everything. I mean, I don't know. I guess it hasn't really affected me yet.
Or to stop Texas extreme abortion bans, to stop Donald Trump and his MAGA followers, to address gun violence and mass shootings with common sense gun laws, or to stop Texas, show me your papers law, allowing local police to stop any vehicle or person they consider suspicious.
I mean, they're all very important to me, but...
What's the biggest motivation for you to cast your vote?
You talk for the local Democrats, correct?
Let me see. To stop Donald Trump and his MAGA followers, to address gun violence, to stop Texas extreme abortion ban, to fix the electric...
Oh, I'm sorry. I hate to interrupt you, but you say to stop Trump and his... That was actually number one? That was an option?
To stop Donald Trump and his MAGA followers, yes.
Yes, that would be my number one reason.
The biggest motivator for you to catch
your vote, okay? Yes, absolutely.
And which is the next biggest motivator? To address gun violence, to stop Texas extreme abortion ban, to fix the electric grid, to support public schools, to make auto and homeowner insurance or to stop taxes? Show me your papers, though.
It's so many things.
The next most important.
They're all, oh my God. I don't know. And it's actually really tired today, sorry.
The gun violence, the extreme abortion ban, electric grid, public schools, to make auto and homeowner insurance more affordable or to stop taxes from your...
The insurance thing is actually directly affecting me, so I don't know with that.
And now, in your opinion, which of these five is the worst thing about Texas anti-abortion laws? No exceptions for when the life of the woman is at risk. Takes away from women's freedom to control their own bodies and healthcare decisions. Finds any family or friends $10,000 assisting a woman traveling out of state to get a legal abortion. Requires forced birth for rape victims, including girls as young as 11, or punishes doctors who perform a medically necessary abortion with prison.
Well, the second one kind of covers the whole... The worst? I mean, the most craziest? Some things are crazy, but I mean, ultimately I want the women to have the choice to do with their own body. But I mean, some of these things are insane, like what, your neighbor, or if you help them out, you get thrown to jail, something like that. This is insane to me.
Correct.
Is that what you're...
The second one is the worst thing about Texas anti-abortion law, correct?
The second one all these things basically affect that. The other things are kind of like, like options. Those are all the kind of, if they had control of their own bodies, these other things wouldn't really matter, I guess. I mean,
And the last two questions, for quality purposes of the call, what is your gender?
Male.
Thank you. And could you please tell me your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
I've heard the ranges, but I'm 52 years old, so whatever range that was.
I'm sorry, 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64.
40 to 54 is my range. 40 to 54, that's my age range.
Do you consider yourself to be of either Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Spanish or Latino ancestry, yes or no?
For the record, now you're actually breaking up a bit, but I'm not Hispanic. I'm white male.
Okay, stop. No. And do you consider yourself to be African-American or black, Asian, or white, or Caucasian?
I have to admit, I also have trouble understanding you, but it's okay. I'm not black, I'm not Asian, I'm not Hispanic. I don't know, it was another option, I'm confused. I missed
the option. Do you consider yourself to be African-American or black?
No.
Asian,
no.
Or Pacific Islander,
no.
Or white,
no.
Or Caucasian?
I'm white Caucasian.
White? Okay. And do you have at least one college degree that requires 4 or more years to obtain, yes or no?
No, I did not complete university.
And finally, please mark yes or no if you regularly use each of the following to get your news or entertainment, Twitter, X, TikTok, or Instagram, yes or no?
I do those, yes, I do, I guess, for entertainment purposes, yes, I use Instagram,
and
yes.
What about TV channels like Fox, Fox News, or OAN? Yes or no?
I don't watch TV, no.
YouTube,
I watch. No, I just watch like, just call myself streaming. I'd be streaming. So I'm only going to get my,
But the next one is Facebook or Meta. Yes or no?
What about, I use Facebook, yes.
Yes, and TV streaming like Hulu, ESPN Plus, TikTok, or Paramount? Yes or no?
Those specifically?
Yes.
Or those are just examples?
Or TV streaming in general, like Hulu, ESPN Plus, or Peacock.
Well, you're missing like Netflix and the big ones. Why? Is there a reason you're skipping those?
Yeah, no, I don't know. I need to read everything verbatim, but I think TV streaming in general.
Yeah, TV streaming in general.
It's one of them, yes.
Okay.
So, okay, and the last one, TV channels like MSNBC or CNN.
No, I don't watch any TV channels that you would call TV channels.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. And have a great evening. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.